From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. Turkey and the EU hold an emergency summit on the migrant crisis. EU and Turkish officials say they have reached an agreement in principle to resolve the migrant crisis. As Dorian Jones reports, Turkey, which is hosting over 2 million Syrian refugees and is a migrant's main transit route into Europe, is seen as the key to stemming the exodus.
Pro-government newspapers in Turkey described the emergency summit on the migrant crisis held in Brussels as an historic victory for the country, with the EU agreeing to resettle one Syrian refugee from Turkey in return for every Syrian refugee Turkey takes back from Greece. But the United Nations and international human rights groups are questioning the legality of immediate deportations. This year alone, more than 120,000 migrants made the perilous journey across the Aegean Sea from Turkey to Greece. More than 200 have died. EU and Turkish leaders will meet again next week to hammer out what they say is the final details of the plan. The meeting is already predicted to be a long one. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The United States is trying to determine if an airstrike last week in Syria killed a top Islamic State leader. A U.S. official confirmed the strike was carried out Friday near the town of al-Shadadi, but there is no clear determination on the fate of Tarkan Batirashvili, also known as Omar the Chechen. CNN was first to report the airstrike. The U.S. had a $5 million reward on the IS leader's head and said he coordinated closely with Islamic State's financial section. This follows reports last week of an airstrike near Aleppo. This is VOA News.